So today we want to look at the impact of open heavens on our fruitfulness. Open heavens. Shall we quickly open to Matthew chapter 3? Matthew chapter 3, from verses 16 to 17. Matthew 3, 16 to 17 has the story of our Lord Jesus, the one who came to redeem us from the curse of the sin and death. And Matthew 3, 16 to 17 says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning over him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Lord Jesus lived a fruitful life. He lived for only 33 and a half years, but he lived a fruitful life. And he had been made an example for us who are coming. He is the firstborn of everything that God created. And because he lived a fruitful life, there's a song that we normally sing, that because Jesus did not fail, we will not fail. Say to yourself, I will not fail. I will not fail. Because I'm connected to Jesus, I will not fail. Jesus was fruitful in ministry. Maybe you know you have a ministry that the Lord has committed into your hands, and you are at the point, you are saying to yourself, will this thing yield anything? Daddy Mike Bamiloye was sharing, on Facebook that when they started the Mount Zion Faith Christian drama or something, that at a point, one of the members came and asked him, is there a future for this drama group? And he told him, as long as there's God, and as long as there's a word that I'm running with, there's a future. The person now, because then he left, he did not see a future in Mount Zion. But to the glory of God, Mount Zion has become a fruitful vine. You'll be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus was fruitful in ministry. Jesus was fruitful in his calling. Jesus was fruitful in destiny. The moment many of us become of age, we start thinking of, how am I going to build a house? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? But Jesus said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me. What have you been sent to do? That is the only thing that can bring your fruitfulness. Every other thing will lead you into toiling and laboring. Jesus was fruitful. He did not have children, biological children, but all of us today, we are all what? His children. He did not build houses here on earth, but he said, in my Father's house, there are mansions. He yielded to the call, and that gave him a name. He was not the first Jesus. He was not the last Jesus. Even up to today, in Brazil, people are still bearing Jesus. But Philippians 2:19 said, because he yielded to that call, he was given a name that is above every other name. Fruitfulness can only come when we have the voice from heaven attesting to what you are doing. When your heaven opens, and God can say, yes, I am the one that is sending you that way. You are not choosing, your own way of Joppa. You are not deciding to go the way of Damascus to fulfill your desires and to carry out your own assignment. When you allow God to lead you, when you allow God, and when you wait on him, and you have an open heaven, you have a voice coming down on you, you will be fruitful. Say to someone, you will be fruitful. Jesus was fruitful. But because before he stepped into the ministry, he had an open heaven. We'll be praying today. We have just come into a new month. We need an open heaven. In all all that will be involved in this month of February, you need an open heaven. If your heaven is closed, toiling will be endless. Immediately, that incident, you know, this account of Matthew chapter 3, immediately it passed. Matthew chapter 4, the scripture said the Spirit led him into the wilderness so that he could start the process of his fulfillment, of his fruitfulness. Will you allow the Spirit of the Lord this month to lead you? Will you wait on him to have an open heaven so that you could live a fruitful life? The second person that we are going to look at is a man called Elijah, who had a successor called Elisha. The two of them experienced open heaven, and their lives became points of reference for greatness. Many people today will want to name their children Elijah. We want to name their children Elisha because I don't think these were just the two people that know that were Elijah and Elisha's then. But something happened over their destiny that made their names to become points of reference for good. That made their names to be what people wanted to know to be associated with. In this month of February, the Lord wants to give you a new name. A name that people want to associate with. A name that people want to embrace. The Lord wants to give you a family name that will run from generation to generation. But you need an open heaven. You need an open heaven. Elijah, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, is a very long script, so I won't take us through. 1 Kings chapter 18, you have the account of, you know, him calling the prophets of Baal. He wanted to boast about his God. He said, come, we have had famine. Maybe your own January had been a dry month. No water, no food, nothing. And you are thinking, how will February be? See, the only thing you need is what? An open heaven. An open heaven. There was famine. There was, you know, there were so many things that were happening. And Elijah came forth. From nowhere, 1 Kings chapter 17 said Elijah the Tishbite came out from nowhere. But he had an encounter at Mount Horeb. And the Bible said, when it was the turn of Elijah to prove the almightiness of God, to prove that there's still a God who can turn situations around, to prove that there is still a God that when you call on him, he can answer by fire. It had never happened before this day. Elijah called, and the scripture said, the heavens opened, and fire fell from above. Somebody is here today. All you need to do is to ask God to send down fire through the open heaven. And the testimony that followed after the fire fell upon the sacrifice of Elijah will be your testimony. People started shouting, there's no other God but Jehovah. There's no other God but Elohim. There's no other God. See, by the time you are getting to the 29th of February, your testimony and the testimony of people around you shall be, there is no other God. Scripture says, Psalm 126 from verse 5, it said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, said, we were like them that dreamed. We were like them that dreamed. But the part that points to what the people at Mount Horeb, what they were saying, and what happened in that Psalm 26. Psalm 26 and the second to the last verse. He says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. The last verse says, he that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. He shall bring his sheaves with him, and the heathen will do what? Will say that surely there's a God in you. When your heaven gets opened, when you operate under an open heaven, people, hidden, unbelievers, name them, they will have no choice but to say, surely there's a God in you. Before the end of this month, that shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. And lastly, the man called Jacob. Jacob, in the book of Genesis 26, that's another long chapter. Jacob was on a journey. We are all journeying into 2020. We've been graced to see the second day of the month of February. We are still believing God to see the 31st day of December. May the Lord take you beyond in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jacob was on a journey. He didn't know what was ahead of him. And he got to a place. The Bible said the sun set on him. Maybe your own sun is also setting. Darkness is gradually, encroaching. You are getting confused because you cannot see a bright future. You are losing hope because you cannot see something good coming out of your Nazareth. Let me tell you, if I am still standing and I'm from that little town called Ogbomosho, something good will come out of your life. You might not understand it. I'm also from that Nazareth. That people say, this one, can anything good come out of this? But God, the one that owns times and seasons, and the one that controls times and seasons, he will turn around your time to a glorious one in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Jacob was on that journey. He was running away from his fear. He was running away from his brother. He was running away from his sin. I don't know the sin that you two are running away from. I don't know that thing that is threatening you. And as you are running, yet you cannot see a bright future. You are just walking through the tunnel that is so dark. But God is saying, what he did to Jacob, he wants to do for you today. The Bible said he got to that place, the sun set on him. And he took a stone. And he lay down. And the Lord opened his eyes. He had a dream. You are going to have a dream today in the name of Jesus. He had a dream. He saw the heavens opened. And he saw the ladder touching the heaven and the earth. God was only telling him, if only you can come up this ladder. If only you can leave where you are and just step up. In your relationship with me, just come up. Come up. Leave your comfort zone. Forget the old things. Even the scripture says, remembering not the former things. Press on. Move up the ladder. The Lord is opening the heavens for you today. He's bringing down something to lift you up. But it is your duty to climb up. Do you know Jacob missed it the first time? He saw the ladder. He did not climb. May you not miss it this month in the name of Jesus. He did not climb. He did not have the understanding of what the Lord was telling him. He just woke up and said, alas, God was in this place and I did not know it. He went on his journey. Maybe if he had climbed that ladder in his dream, maybe he wouldn't have wasted 7 years, another 7 years, another 7 years, 21 years, only to marry a beautiful lady. But by the time he was coming back, I think Genesis 28, the Lord did not bring another ladder down. The Lord himself came down. In the form of an angel. The heavens opened twice over Jacob. And the Bible said, he wrestled with that angel. By the time he was coming back from that fruitless journey. Yes, he had sons. Do you know how he gathered his flock? He did for one night. He did not wait for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow. Maybe your own January 2. Has been like the time of Jacob in the house of Laban. God is giving us another opportunity. He's taking us back to Peniel. He's not saying that we should go back to Bethel. He's saying, I want to move you, myself, I want to move you forward. He told the children of Israel, do not stand still, move forward. And by the second time that the heavens opened for Jacob, he wrestled, he fought the good fight. And the Bible said, by the following morning, the sun arose upon Jacob, and his destiny changed. Somebody who had children, servants, and everything, he was coming without confidence, got very close to Esau, and fear gripped him. But when the Lord came into that equation, do you know, even God made him to be of no strength. God elevated him in the spirit, because God said, from today, your name is no more Jacob. You have become Israel, for you have prevailed, fighting with man and with God. In this month of February, as you are believing God for fruitfulness, you will not operate under a closed heaven in the name of Jesus. The Lord himself will take you from the place you are now to the place of total dependency on him in the name of Jesus. And everything you need to face your Esau will be delivered into your hands. All of us have one Esau or the other. Something harassing, something threatening, something making us not to have sleepless night, something making us to think, and when others are sleeping and snoring, we are counting, the ceiling, and we are looking at the time. It's just 4 a.m. I thought it was 3 when I closed my eyes. Now I've slept for almost 12 hours, and it's just 1 hour. And depend on the Lord. Let your heavens open. Wait on him this month for an open heaven, and you will see how you will overcome every Esau. Because when Jacob eventually met Esau, you know, Esau could not touch him. The scripture said, touch not my anointed. When the spirit of the Lord, I'm going to end now, going back to Matthew chapter 3. When the spirit of the Lord comes upon a man, he comes with an anointing. He does not just come to just alight on you and go back. No, whenever he comes on you, he comes to deposit an anointing. And from that moment, you become a touch not. You become a touch not. No Esau will be able to harass you again. No Esau will be able to kill you again. No Esau will be able to maim you again. I pray for us in the name of Jesus that in this month of February, you will experience an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Shall we just rise up and begin to tell the Lord? Father, please, in this month of February, all I want is an open heaven. An open heaven, an open heaven, an open heaven, an open heaven, an open heaven. Cry to the Lord for an open heaven. Cry to the Lord. When you have an open heaven, an anointing will come on you. The anointing that will bring riches your way. The anointing that will open doors unto you without you having to stress. The anointing that will make way for you. The anointing that will silence enemies. The anointing that will not destroy souls and families that are related. The anointing that will take out Haman. The anointing that will silence Ahithophel. The anointing of David will come on you. The anointing of a touch not will rest on you. Why not open your mouth and tell the Lord, Father, this month all I ask for, Father, is an open heaven. I don't want to walk, oh God, under a closed heaven. Even in the book of Malachi chapter 3, he said, when we bring the full tithe into his house, that he will cause, the windows in heaven to open, and he will pour down a blessing that will not have enough room to contain. Are you believing God for a blessing that you will not have enough room to contain? Why not ask, Father, give me an open heaven today. All through the month of February, let me operate under an open heaven. Let me operate under an open heaven. In the name of Jesus, pray for your children. Pray for your loved ones. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Lord, for an open heaven. An open heaven. When you have an open heaven, prayers will be answered. When you have an open heaven, fire will fall over every altar that is not the altar of God, or even over the altar of God, and there will be miracles, there will be testimonies. Ask for an open heaven, cry to the Lord for an open heaven, cry to the Lord over your career, over your business, over everything. The Bible says, whatever you lay your hands on, you will prosper. If you are believing God for prosperity, ask for an open heaven, an open heaven, an open heaven. Abba, open your heavens over me. Baba, open your heavens over me. Open heavens, open heavens. Baba, open your heavens over me. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Father in heaven, want to say thank you for today. We worship you because you have all power and you can do all things. Daddy, we pray. You are the one that is seated in the heavens. Therefore, you know where to open. Father, we pray today, open heavens over us in the name of Jesus. In this month of February, don't let us operate under a closed heaven in the name of Jesus. So that when we pray, our prayers can ascend to you in the name of Jesus. And answers can come down unhindered in the name of Jesus. So that all that we lay our hands on, we shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So that, oh God, your light will shine, Father, to every part and every way that we are going to try this month in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray for an open heaven that will bring testimonies and endless rejoicing, Lord. Thank you, Daddy, for you fed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.